We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
A somber day for the NYPD as they bury one of the youngest members of the city's finest tomorrow. Killed last week, or this past week, I should say, in an ambush up in Harlem. 1010 Wins newsman Roger Stern covering wake services right now for Officer Jason Rivera, joining us live with the latest. Roger?
Yeah, Larry, I'm on East 50th Street, where police officers and civilians are lined up in a zigzag pattern, waiting to enter the church, hundreds and hundreds of them wanting to pay their respects to Officer Rivera, the rookie cop who was killed in an ambush shooting last Friday in Harlem, along with 27-year-old police officer Wilbert Mora. Now, his body was brought here this morning from a funeral home in the Bronx. There will be a viewing until 8 o'clock tonight, then tomorrow at 9 a.m., a funeral 7 days after he was shot and killed. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, live at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Thank you, Roger. And as we mentioned, for Rivera's homecoming services, JetBlue is providing free airfare to any member of law enforcement or a public official who wants to come to New York to attend services. That includes Officer Mora's services next week. And Wins family, I'm just wondering out loud, but you know Biden is coming here next week to visit with Mayor Adams to talk about combating illegal guns. You wonder if he'll try to maybe stop in and say farewell to that young man. I'm sure it's a security thing that they're thinking. Just thinking out loud here. Well, they're charging two juveniles with allegedly setting that overnight fire on the Garden State a few days ago, which screwed up traffic for everybody. State police say they're charged with arson, burglary, criminal mischief, and state police are charging them with all of these things, including interference with transportation and defiant trespass. Wins family, if you took the Garden State, you're probably stuck in that mess. It really screwed things up. Anyway, their names haven't been released because they are teenagers. Well, what is it with properties owned by singer Taylor Swift? They've been a magnet for strange incidents, the latest being a guy arrested today after police say he crashed his car into her home. Welcome to New York. Yeah, welcome to New York, all right. Cops say the guy was busted after driving the wrong way down Taylor Street and then reversing and hitting the building and a fire hydrant. So he got out of the car, went to the intercom, tried to rip it out of the wall. Somebody called 911, and the cops arrived and carted him off. They think he was drunk, so DWI now on the list of charges, which include criminal mischief for him. It's unclear if the star was at home. There have been several men arrested at Taylor's homes all over the country, from Rhode Island to New York to Beverly Hills. 6 years, $4 billion later, in LaGuardia, no longer an airport that looks like something out of a third-world country, quoting then-Vice President Joe Biden. They took the wraps off that new American Airlines wing, Terminal B, marking the end of a 6-year revamp. Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's going to bring people here. They're going to walk through here and say, yes, this place matters. But it's also about connecting people easier. And I know a lot about this, having spent a lot of time running to catch my plane late at night and making it easier to have beautiful amenities and state-of-the-art facilities and restaurants and just making people feel that this place is so significant.
Yeah, this is actually part of the Port Authority's $8 billion effort to transform LGA into a 21st century facility. That includes a plan to replace terminals C and D. The new terminal replaces a 1960s era job, and it includes 35 new gates, a parking garage, a sky bridge, nearly 50 brand new shops and restaurants, calling it the largest public-private partnership in U.S. aviation history. A young girl struck by a truck in Brooklyn today, and it once again reminds us all why there's a rallying cry here and around the state to upgrade street safety rules. Newsman Glenn Shuck is on Coney Island Avenue.
This 13-year-old girl rushed to Maimonides after being run over by this box truck, Coney Island Avenue and Avenue J at 7:30 in the morning. The intersection, regarded as one of the most dangerous in the city, according to the group Transportation Alternatives. The group's Corey Epstein tells me
that we know that Coney Island Avenue is a Vision Zero priority corridor. We know this exact intersection is a Vision Zero priority intersection.
Another child the victim of pedestrian accidents here in the city?
When you hear children, it's extremely, extremely heartbreaking. Kids who are just trying to go to school. This was a child who was struck by a very large truck, and it really begs the question for, yes, we can make our streets safer, but we also need to be looking at really big trucks on our streets.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn.
Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Sewell announced the program several days ago, you'll recall, aimed at traffic enforcement and particularly at intersections. Well, yesterday it was Governor Hochul, now it's Governor Murphy, taking new steps in the battle against gun violence. Murphy announcing today his administration is making a $7 million investment in some high-tech new police equipment used to help keep communities safe from shootings.
Our plan begins with a significant new investment in gunshot detection technology. Technology that can alert police to a location of a shooting within seconds before that first 911 call can even come in, so that they can respond much quicker.
The governor also announced today more than $8 million in violence intervention grants will be going out to 25 nonprofits around the state. That's the largest such investment in New Jersey's history. But with demand for change in their industry, some New York City street members led a rally in Times Square today.
Vendor!
One sign held high at the vendor rally said, "I've been waiting for a permit for 12 years. Despite the city's bill last year gradually adding new permits each year, the wait lists are still that long. A new state bill would remove what advocates say are insurmountable barriers.
Making sure that street vendors are being integrated in the formal economy."
That's Mohammed Atia with the Street Vendor Project. City Controller Brad Lander says vendors are penalized if they move to areas where they might get better business.
"We are stuck with a system created decades ago that doesn't support our vendors, and in this case doesn't do enough to support our communities either."
He says despite the changes, vendors got more tickets in the third quarter of 2021 than the third quarter of 2019. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.